Bill and Hillary Clinton dismiss Trump's calls for mental health reform, demand assault weapons ban. By Hannah Blow on August 5, 2019. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton reacted to President Trump's Monday morning remarks on the deadly shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, dismissing his push for mental health-based reform and calling for the ban of assault weapons. Trump addressed the nation Monday on the deadly shootings that occurred over the weekend, resulting in more than 30 fatalities and dozens of injuries. He unequivocally condemned racism, bigotry, and white supremacy, calling them sinister ideologies that must be defeated. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy, Trump said. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. While the president called for bipartisan solutions, including red flag laws, he urged lawmakers to address the festering mental health crisis in the nation as well. Mental illness and hatred pull the trigger, not the gun, the president noted. Both Clintons took issue with Trump's position. People suffer from mental illness in every other country on earth. People play video games in virtually every other country on earth, Hillary Clinton tweeted. The difference is the guns. Former President Bill Clinton took it a step further and renewed calls for an assault weapons ban, despite the fact that the 1994 ban did not have any tangible effect. How many more people have to die before we reinstate the assault weapons ban and the limit on high-capacity magazines and pass universal background checks? Clinton asked. After they passed in 1994, there was a big drop in mass shooting deaths, he claimed. When the ban expired, they rose again. We must act now. The ban lasted from 1994 to 2004 and, although crime fell during that time, a detailed study found no proof the decline was due to the ban, Breitbart News's A.W.R. Hawkins reported. Even the New York Times admitted that the law that barred the sale of assault weapons from 1994 to 2004 made little difference. Additionally, hard numbers showed the percentage of assault weapons recovered by police during the ban only rose from 1% to 2%. On top of all this, the Times points out that assault weapons are not the gun of choice for criminals anyway and never have been. In 2012, only 322 people were murdered with any kind of rifle, FBI data shows. And as Breitbart News reported on January 15, 2013, deaths in which an assault rifle were involved constituted less than 0.012% of the overall deaths in America in 2011, as the Federalist Sean Davis explained in 2016. The 1994 assault weapons law banned semi-automatic rifles only if they had any two of the following five features in addition to a detachable magazine: a collapsible stock, a pistol grip, a bayonet mount, a flash suppressor, or a grenade launcher. That's it. Not one of those cosmetic features has anything whatsoever to do with how or what a gun fires. Note that under the 1994 law, the mere existence of a bayonet lug, not even the bayonet itself, somehow turned a garden variety rifle into a bloodthirsty killing machine. Guns with fixed stocks? Very safe. But guns where a stock has more than one position? Obviously they're murder factories. A rifle with both a bayonet lug and a collapsible stock? Perish the thought. A collapsible stock does not make a rifle more deadly. Nor does a pistol grip. Nor does a bayonet mount. Nor does a flash suppressor. The New York Times admitted in 2014 that Democrats manufactured the term assault weapons in order to ban a politically defined category of guns, a selection of rifles, shotguns and handguns with military-style features, and added that those weapons only figured in about 2% of gun crimes nationwide before the ban.